Greetings, this is Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We had talked about fear and different aspects of fear, and then we also looked at a few different antidotes for fear, or things that basically canceled out fear. And one of the big things that contrasts fear is faith. And, you know, throughout the scripture we see that by faith, the patriarchs, they overcame many amazing things. And so I decided for this time I'm just going to read Hebrews 11 and just go down and look at the list of things that these people overcame by faith. And just if we could just think about some of these things and, you know, compare them with who we are and where we are today, and allow ourselves to be encouraged by that. Again, we, you know, faith and fear are similar in that they project into the future. They look at something that has not happened yet, but there's a very different reaction there between faith or fear. And so, you know, we could look at every one of these examples in Hebrews 11 and see that most of these, all of these would have had maybe real reason to shrink back in fear. But because they had faith in Almighty God, they were able to overcome that fear and do these amazing things that it talks about here. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And so that's talking about us. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that seems like that's a very foundation of faith. That's a very foundation of which faith begins at, you know, that we believe that the world was created by God, that God spoke it into existence. His word is basically the ingredient by which it was made. And that is by faith we can believe that. We haven't seen that, but we believe it. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see God, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have received for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Here Abraham had the promise that this was going to be his and his seed's land, and yet he didn't own one little square foot, and yet by faith he believed that would be his. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. And, you know, this is an area where it's kind of interesting because, you know, when we actually go back and we read the account of Abraham and Sarah bearing a child in their old age, and when God told them that that would happen, it almost seems like they didn't believe him because it says that Sarah laughed. She thought it was funny that she, 99 years old or however old she was, would at that age bear a child. And so that brings it right down to where we are today. Even many times today, we find ourselves faltering. We find ourselves in a place where it seems like it's so far off. And our faith feels so little. And yet, here we see, you know, just a little bit of the picture of Abraham and Sarah's faith as well, that, you know, it wasn't this instant, oh yeah, we knew that was going to happen, and you know, there was a faltering of, if you can say it that way, or they weren't, it seemed like it was impossible, and they laughed. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Again, they saw these promises far off. They didn't receive them. They didn't experience it. But they believed it. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Now there is an amazing one there. It was Moses, when he grew up, he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter, but he chose rather to suffer affliction. He was not afraid, because he seen the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He saw beyond that. He saw what the reward would be. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting the deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And so there you have that list of beautiful examples of faith of those who have gone before us. And we serve the same God. That same faith is ours just by believing. We can have the same results as they did just in believing. So rise up. Take courage. Have faith. Trust in God. He will take you through whatever you are facing. Be faithful. God bless you, and thank you for listening in.